A definition of unique is to experience something that no one else in the world is sharing. In his curtain calls at Adirondack Theater Festival in Glens Falls, artistic producing director Chad Rabinowitz always points out that this is what made the theater company special. They specialize in offering original work. They were all unique experiences. The same philosophy is guiding his virtual in-the-box programming during the COVID-19 pandemic. I think the public has been craving for new experiences, he says. It was that thinking that guided him to the choice of not streaming all product. Instead, ATF is creating new material. He says that separates his work from the pack because the product is designed for the new delivery system. In ATF's Zoom format, all theatrical showings are live performances. They are also available only at a specific time. The structure is less of a problem for the theatrical events, as they are offered over 2 weekends. However, the film festival only runs 1 weekend. Of all the offerings, perhaps the film festival poses the most demands by its structure. Rabinowitz acknowledges that the social isolation of the past several months has accelerated the on-demand culture that rules virtual presentation. He points out that today, people are used to streaming things when they want it. His approach asks them to watch at specific times. However, he defends the choice by saying that if he offered the films on demand, it would be saying that they're just like Netflix and other streaming platforms. His point is that ATF cannot compare to Netflix in terms of inventory. Indeed, by even playing in the same ballpark with a streaming giant, it diminishes the uniqueness of the product they are offering. With pride, he says of the ATF catalog, these are curated films. They are special works. To illustrate the quality of the films that are in the series, he points to last year when ATF was offered an unknown work titled Jojo Rabbit. It was distributed nationally last fall, winning many awards, including an Academy Award for Best Adapted Screenplay. Rabinowitz expresses great pride that in only 4 years, the film festival is often rated within the top 10 of national film festivals. For this, he gives credit to Jessica Lewandowski, who curated the event. No matter his commitment to live offerings, Rabinowitz is a realist. In a limited appeal to the on-demand culture, on Sunday, October 18th, the entire festival will be available for streaming. He also recognizes that the idea of seeing all the available product of over 100 short and feature films is daunting. To help the process, most films will have at least 2 showings at widely separated times. To plan the screening, he advises people to go visit the ATF website at atfestival.org and go to the film series. There, the films are broken down by categories. He says the best way to plan how to see so many films is to click on a title. Every film has a trailer, and some have statements from the creators offering insights to their films. For emphasis, he adds his signature sign-off saying, "This is a one-of-a-kind experience, only available at Adirondack Theater Festival." For information and to purchase all in-the-box offerings, go to atfestival.org or call 518-480-4878. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.